Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
2, 3.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And before we give you the lowdown as to how to contact us, what websites to go to, and before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted to talk to you about Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. In other words, your enemy in the White House committee and treason on a daily basis concerning we the people in this country. He is building up the military, and it's not with us, America. And we need to wake up as to what's going on. We need to also understand that Scripture tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. And we need to also understand that we need to wake up. And I know that we have been told over and over and over again concerning the issues that are at hand. And I know that there are many people that are awake as to what's going on. But, folks, we need to put a stop to this. We have 18 months left of this criminal in the White House, or so we think. We can bring forth impeachment. We can indict him. And that's exactly what needs to happen in this country. We need justice, America. So what we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes here is Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact. They work one with another. Great-looking website, and we appreciate the guys that have been working on it over at TOL23. So in saying that, friends, do check them out. If you'd like to check us out on our Facebook accounts, those are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. That is double E again, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And yes, friends, if this is the first time listening, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, even T.D. Jakes' church today, they'd be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Thank you for being a faithful witness and sticking to the word. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Former DIA director, Obama White House made willful decision to support Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood in Syria. Of course he is, friends. You do need to understand that ISIS is created. Folks, they are being used as a political battering ram to create chaos across the globe as they bring in a new order, because what they want to do is create as much domestic insurrection as possible so you cry out to the government for more help. When in fact, friends, if you know anything about history, we have found over and over and over again, those that are actually there for the help are the ones that are actually creating the crisis. Just wanted to let you know that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Donald Trump was right about Megyn Kelly, folks. What a complete turnoff. I knew we were onto something over the last couple weeks when we were kind of exposing Fox News for who they are and what they are. Matter of fact, just yesterday we found out that Murdoch Rupert was an atheist. He doesn't believe in God, and of course he doesn't. And you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you see for the majority, in most cases on Fox News, that it's... There it is. I mean, hello, there they are. It explains, you know, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Exactly right, and that's what we're dealing with. But again, going back to Fox News, friends, Donald Trump was right about Megyn Kelly. Completely turned off. Folks, if you haven't taken the time to see Megyn Kelly with that filthy, filthy animal, It's absolutely incredible. Howard Stern is the filthy animal in which I'm speaking. She did an interview with him a couple years back. I think it was 5 years to be exact. And she was trying to climb her way up. And, of course, what you'll find is that they love to sell themselves out in the process. You know, because it was Satan saying, if you just bow down to me and do all that I, you know, basically command you to do, hey, listen, I'll give it all to you. Well, we can see that Megyn Kelly did just that. If you'd like to listen to the interview, I warn you, I caution you, that it's not. It's not an upright conversation. And again, going back to that filthy pig, Howard Stern, man, I'm telling you what. Do you know that he received a $300 million dollar contract for being what he is and who he is? And everybody thinks it's funny, but when you listen to the filth that comes out of that man's mouth, well, you know it's in his heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and there it is. But Megyn Kelly, she jumped on the show, and she thought it'd be really cute to answer some of the sick questions that Howard Stern had to ask. And only Howard Stern would do it without any shamefacedness, friends. He's not apologetic, friends. He is who he is, and he's proud to be just exactly what he is, and that is a man with a whore's forehead towards heaven in every sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bombshell Clinton emails may have revealed this important information. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is Donald Trump or is it Donald Chump? Real Republican or not? Again, folks, I don't want you getting caught up in the system, the two-party system, the three-party system, the four-party system. We have one constitution. And I thought it was rather interesting. One of our contributors just recently told us that it is a one system. The assault on Donald Trump shows that our two-party system is really a one-party system. You better bet your bottom dollar. It's just WWF at its very worst, playing the games because we didn't want to listen to our forefathers as to how to avoid the things that we're dealing with today. And they prophetically told us over and over and over again, friends, especially the younger generation, that, you know what, you know, when the right's in power, well, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And then when the left's in power, you know, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Really? Is that what our men and women are fighting for? A two-party system? Or are they fighting to uphold the Constitution? Let me ask you something. Those on the left, do they have a different Constitution to magnify in contrast to those that are on the right? Absolutely not. They're supposed to be magnifying and upholding the Constitution of the United States. Not party favorites, friends. And you got to get out of that system because it's all contrived from A to Z. Now, in saying that, this was one of the warnings that John Adams had given us. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of our republic, Article 4, Section 4, of the United States Constitution, into two great parties. Let me say that again. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. And friends, as they play the game, you lose your freedoms. So it's time to start bringing forth, folks, the law. And I want to remind you of something, friends. You are the law, and you need to deal with those that are corrupting your system. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we were just talking about the two-party system on last segment, and interestingly enough, again, John Adams said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of our republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. And folks, that's all planned because they want you to just go with the flow. They want to put on the show. They want to act out that they're at war with each other. When in fact, if you only had a one-party system, friends, you wouldn't be caught up into this game in the first place. And we're not supposed to have a two-party, three-party, four-party system. And I know that most talking heads across the country, they don't have enough common sense to just simply go back to the Constitution of the United States of America. And it's interesting, a lot of the people that talk about the Constitution are the ones that fail to see that they strain at the gnat while they swallow the camel. They're sitting there talking about how we're a democracy when in fact we are not a democracy. But again, folks, watch out when people divide our Constitution, because the purpose is to divide and conquer. Again, they vote, they put on the show as if they're fighting WWF at its very worst, and you lose the day almost without fail, friends. Enough is enough. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Defense Secretary not budging under pressure from the criminal in the White House, I added, to transfer more Gitmo detainees. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Matt Barber just put out, men, fornication is for cowards. It absolutely is. Also watch Ted Cruz and what he does with the question about sodomites in America. You do need to pay attention to what's going on here, friends. I want to go back to T.D. Jakes real quick. He's a black preacher. He's got a mega church. And interestingly enough, he just came out supporting homosexual marriage. And what's happening, friends, read 1 Timothy 1, and when you get a moment, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy 4, 1, and when you get a moment, friends, what you're seeing today, you need to understand you're seeing a great falling away. T.D. Jakes just exposed himself as another heretic, and you need to be careful with what's going on out there. And I want to remind you of something. The bigger the church, you can rest assured, friends, the less truth that's being told. The more compromise, the more the message is diluted, the more the message is fictitious, the more people go to their own demise. And folks, someone just posted a headline about T.D. Jakes today, about what his opinion is. Folks, I don't care what his opinion on sodomy is. I don't care about others that are going apostate concerning the faith of Jesus Christ, concerning the issue of the sodomites. Folks, what they're doing is they're giving in because they don't want to actually bear the cross. They don't want to do what real Christians have to do, and that means they put their feet upon the rock and they stand regardless of what may come. And that's not a fun place to be. But again, T.D. Jakes just came out. People are asking what his opinion. Doesn't matter because T.D. Jakes is not Jesus Christ and he is not the Word. He's supposed to faithfully preach the Word, but we have now found, folks, that he is an unfaithful witness to the Word of God. He is a Judas and he has turned apostate. He's a heretic. And you can quote me on saying that he's a heretic. And if Mr. T.D. Jakes has got a problem with that, go ahead and have him give me a call. 1-866-233-0747. Because I'm sick and tired of these older folks bowing the knee, and then America burns, and the children pay the price because of these cowards in the pulpit, these whores, these hirelings in the pulpit. And I think people should have got their first taste in their mouth concerning T.D. Jakes when we seen him on Time Life not too far back, a couple years. Anybody that's on the front page of Time Life, friends, you can rest assured, if it's not there by accident, it's there on purpose. And if they're on Time Life, and there's articles out there that are in favor of them, especially in the system that we live in today in America, the spirit of Antichrist has been let loose on us, well, that should put a chill up your spine. He sold out a long time ago. And I would caution you concerning the bigger preachers, friends. Why do they have such big churches? They have big churches because they compromise. And you can rest assured you can go to the foundation and you will find it. You know, the greatest teachers are those that are in the corner and you have to dig. Folks, if you want gold, you have to dig for gold. Putting it back into perspective, that's where I want it to be. So think about what you're being told, because rest assured, your pastor, your priest, any other man, you're not going to be able to tag your sleeve to his and have him pull you into heaven. You're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He's not to do it for you. He's to feed the flock. That's his job. Nothing more, nothing less. And he should be driving you to the foot of the cross. That is his job. His job is to slay sin, not to condone what God condemns or to advocate what God condemns. We need to stay the course here, friends, so people can see that God is God. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't bow and they didn't burn. And the fourth man showed up in the fire. And not a hair on their head was singed, friends. And those that put him in the fire, they were the ones that were destroyed by the fire that they themselves set. And just keep in mind, at the end of the day, when you stand and you don't bow and you don't burn, God's name is always the one that's going to be glorified through your obedience. But it's at the cross that you meet the Christ and the Holy Ghost. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, James Holmes sentence shows American justice system sympathizes with criminals more than victims. Folks, let's look at what happened around that case again. When you get some time, do your homework. There's a lot of questionable activity concerning that whole situation concerning James Holmes as the shooter at the movie theater in Colorado there. Eyewitnesses seen more than one shooter, and of course they always want to set up the lone gunman, the lone wolf, because that's how they like to set their narrative. Folks, that's not what happened here. So let's put this into perspective before we jump the gun. And by the way, I'm the one over and over and over again on the Sons of Liberty calling for justice. But I'm calling for justice, friends, out of the mouth of two or three where things align with the truth, not the manipulation or the force of government to make you say something that you're not guilty of, folks, through coercion. We've seen this over and over and over again, going back to Robert Kennedy, going back to John F. Kennedy, going back to MLK. Folks, it's just you got to do your homework and you got to ask real questions. And don't ask the questions to the people outside of those that you mean to ask. Call the people, get a hold of the people that you want to know firsthand from, and ask them what the facts are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Planned Parenthood sold intact bodies of dead babies to third parties. Folks, rest assured they've been doing this for a long time. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, White Models Afro elicits black colonist racist infantile screed. Folks, what's going on with some of these white women in this country that are painting their skin? and afroing their hair because, and then going out and telling the people they're black. Pretty weird. For real. Sons of Liberty Media.com, the great black hope who threw the fight. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Right is right and right versus right. I also want to highlight one more article before we get over to our topic today, that Barack Hussein Obama, Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. He's stacking the military, friends, against you. I just wanted you to know that. He's stacking the military against you. He's dismantling the military. He's putting gays, he's putting lesbians, he's putting transgender, and he's also adding Muslims to your military. And he's also pulling in illegals, saying that if you serve, you know what, that will be your citizenship here. That is completely unlawful, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com also wanted to let you know that FBI report says Muslim men intimidating military families in Colorado and Wyoming. I want to tell all the Muslim men that might be intimidating the military families in the United States of America, that is not a healthy thing for you to be doing. That is playing with fire. Be warned. And you better bet your bottom dollar. Again, these are some plans, friends, to stir things up. But if I hear of it, if I see of it, I'll be the first one behind these folks in dealing with the issues at hand. Folks, as I said on the show on Saturday, folks, when the government doesn't bring forth justice, that is their whole purpose, by the way, to enforce the law against crime and to stop external invasion. That's it. Nothing more. But when you have these Muslims coming into America and intimidating, hunting, and stalking the families of our men and our women in this country, you're going to get it. You're going to get it from the people. Be warned. Be warned. Because this is not the country that you do this in. Again, Sons of Liberty Media.com, FBI report says Muslim men intimidating military families in Colorado and Wyoming. Again, my point, friends, was this, is that America is going to sooner or later start to bring forth their own justice because they see injustice coming from this criminal administration on a daily basis. And when it starts to happen, we need to get behind the righteous and stand on the side of God in righteousness. We're not to be respecter of persons, but the fact of the matter, friends, is when it comes to this kind of stuff, you start harassing the families of our military, you're going to have some serious problems on your hands. And I'll be on the front line right along with them when they deal with these issues at hand. Sons of Liberty Media.com wanted to go back and talk about Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. We're going to come right back and I'm going to highlight that for you, friends. And again, I want you to hear me clearly. Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. Folks, what is all this about? Remember what I said. Those that mean to rule over you, those are the ones that are attempting to silence you. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want people to understand that the job of overseers in the church, regardless if it's an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or pastor, they have a job to deal with the wolves. And I want people to understand, first and foremost, that's my position. But secondly, as a radio show host, I want you to understand that I'm a patriot as well. I'm not going to stand back and allow a bunch of foreign jihadists harass the families of our young men and women in military. You have got to be out of your mind. And it's interesting to me how many times we see news anchors and everybody that reports the news, one way or another, regardless if it's the truth or not, they act like they're just there to report the news, but they're not supposed to partake. They're not supposed to fight. Well, that's what happened in the church. And yet the whole purpose, if you read the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about edifying the body of Christ for the work of the ministry. After he names off the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or pastor. So I want, for the record, people to understand that I'm not just on the radio talking. We're out there every day of the week doing. And that's exactly what we ought to be doing, my friends, in this country. We're not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. We're doers of the work. And the Lord says, blessed will be those. And I want to be a part of those that are blessed, namely for our posterity and for ourselves, namely the present. Oh, my goodness, friends. Do we have an opportunity right now? We have the enemy in front of us. We have him to the left of us, to the right of us. We have him behind us. It's time to deal in righteousness with our enemies lawfully, friends. And if those that are in government that don't want to be ruled or rule according to law, then we just simply remove them and deal with them accordingly. That's what we have to do in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, rather than seeing the Christ crucified going back to, or the righteous crucified, or the light to be dimmed. I don't want that going down anymore in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. Michael Snyder, a contributor, did an awesome article. You stated if you're a Bible-believing Christian, there's no place for you in Barack Obama's version of the United States military. Hey, 318 million people in this country, I want to say this. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, there's no place for a Barack Hussein Obama to be leading up anything in this country. Let's put it into perspective here. Christian service members all over the nation are being disciplined for reading their Bibles. Let them discipline you. Talking about their faith publicly and encouraging others to live a moral lifestyle and just saying the name of Jesus at the wrong place at the wrong time while serving in the military is enough to spark a national controversy. Of course it is, because it's a part of the narrative, because they don't have the support and they don't have the numbers, but they want to demonize you and they want to belittle those that stand up. Let them do it to you, friends. Let them do it to you. Jesus said, "Where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me." Where are the men? Where are the women that will stand up and do it in the name of Jesus Christ? I'll tell you where they're at. They're in Germany. They're overseas. Women by themselves. I remember just in particular, not too long ago, a woman got up at a church service where it was in Martin Luther's Reformation. It was in his church, in his name, dedicated to Martin Luther, the great reformer, where the Muslims were in there doing a prayer, and she stood up and she started calling it down in the name of Jesus. That made national news. See, that's what neuters these pansies in the first place, friends. When you stand up and you don't go along to get along and you don't cower to the next narrative. Jesus said, "If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you." And we're not in the business of being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. That's not who we are. Amen. I know that we live in a time when political correctness in America is wildly out of control. You know what political correctness is, friends? You're a traitor to principles. When you refuse to speak out when you should. You're a traitor to your own country. You're fraternizing with the enemy. Political correctness, what a joke. And folks, that's why people that call it for the way it is, black and white, that's why they don't want guys like that or girls like that on the radio. They don't want them anchoring the news. No. Amber Lyons stands up, she speaks up, she gets fired. She starts to call CNN for what it is. That's what we need in this country, friends. Amen. I'm having church up in here. Amen. Yeah, it's wildly out of control. And thanks to Obama, the United States military has become one of the most politically correct institutions in our society. Wait a second. It's because the people have allowed the criminal to do it in the first place. Barack Hussein Obama is a reflection of the people that tolerate Barack Hussein Obama. See how that works? Folks, we had the Washington Times report that large numbers of Christians are either leaving the military. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Just you know, capitulate from the fight. Or never joining in the first place because of the hostile work environment that currently exists. Make it hostile for the unrighteous, friends. Quit giving voice to the enemy by bowing. We don't need to leave the military. We need to go into the military. We don't need to leave leadership. We need to add leaders to leadership to lead the way. I also want people to be aware of the fact that if the Washington Times reports that large number of Christians are leaving the military, you can better bet your bottom dollar they're trying to begin to delude the people into believing that's just the case. But I do want to say this again, and I have to be a faithful witness and let you understand, friends, that that is a part of judgment as well. You will be dismantled. You will be surrounded by your enemies as you're being dismantled. There's no question that that's happening. There's no question. But the problem that I have is that the American people know who the enemy is and they fail to deal with them, and then they wonder why they get the same results day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. We know Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration are a bunch of minions. This is the real face of those that mean to rule over you. They're pro-sodomite. They're pro-atheist. They're pro-everything that is un-American. In America, you should know better when it comes to these issues. Michael Berry, senior counsel at the Liberty Institute, a Texas-based legal organization dedicated to defending religious liberty in America, said recent high-profile cases of military chaplains facing punishment for private counseling sessions that reflect the teachings of the religion could cause devout Americans who are qualified for military service to think twice about joining the military. Well, wait a second. Why do you go in the military in the first place? Now, I know that the younger generation, is being allured to the lust of their flesh to actually join the military. That's why you have such a high suicide rate in the military in the first place, friends. Because they joined the military because of the benefits that were offered to them. Free schooling, a big check, so on and so forth. They didn't apply to serve in the military to actually lay down their lives for one another. They go overseas, and then they end up taking themselves out. And America stands back and wonders what the problem is. And it's the same thing in the church. Come to Jesus. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. Really? Afflictions, trials, tribulations, death? That's a wonderful life? We do that out of love. And by the way, in the natural, when you serve in the military, you serve in the military because you love God and you love your country and the people within the borders. That's why you do what you do. I just thought I'd highlight the fact that when we or anybody else joins the military, we join the military magnifying the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both within and without. If the military was doing their job in present, friends, they wouldn't tolerate the crimes to this administration for one more minute. Nor would the leadership. And I want to tell you why they're going along to get along, because I go back to my old talking points that they're compromised men. And they know nothing of love. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. That's what the military's about. About serving. About magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against crime. Not to support it. Not to ignore it. Not to sit there and act as if it's not happening in our country. Friends, when are you going to wake up? I'm just absolutely amazed at how everybody in this country blames Barack. They blame Barack for everything. Yet the American people need to understand, again, that's the image that you've tolerated. It's the image you've tolerated concerning all of his little minions, his little whores and prostitutes. You've allowed him to divide. You've allowed him to dismantle. You've allowed him to plant radical sodomites and lesbians and Muslims in your military, and illegal immigrants in your military. Oh my goodness, friends, can you imagine what's coming down the road? Imagine what's coming down the road. And it's all because of our sin before a just and a holy God who will not tolerate crime. You can tolerate it all you want. God will not. You go ahead and tolerate crime all you want, America. God will not. And don't stand back and say, well, God's on the throne. He does what he wills to do. Yes, that's true. But he also looks to his church to do what they're commanded to do. They're not suggestions, they're commandments. How many times do you talk about something that matters in your country and, oh, I don't want to talk politics? What do you mean politics? I live politics. Do you live politics? Then we need to talk about them. Oh, whatever. Let's talk about the ball game. You know, just last week, friends, case in point, I had a new acquaintance. I like him. He's a good kid. He's a young man. And he came in and we were just having a conversation, and he was telling me how, because I have a Twins jersey. I'm from Minnesota, and my Twins jersey has a big Twins across it. I like it for the jersey. That's it. And he said, you know, the Twins are doing really good, man. And he said, so what do you think about them Twins? I said, I don't have time to watch the Twins or any other sports show or any other game. And I'll tell you why. because over 5,000 babies a day or 4,000 babies a day are being aborted. I don't have time for that. But your enemies have time for it if you won't make time for it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty. So, talking about Michael Snyder's article, Christians are being systematically purged from the United States military. Why would Christians be dispossessed when God promised you that you would dispossess the enemies? The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. Oh, well, maybe because it's a lack of Christianity? I bet that's the answer. Because nowhere can you find in Scripture God forsaking a faithful man of God or a woman of God. Just can't find them. Read the whole Bible, friends. Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. From what I'm reading in this life, friends, I can't see where he fails men. I see where men fail God all the time. Through their excuses and their idolatry and what they give their time to. And then when they lose, then they have the audacity to say, oh, it's the Lord's will. It's the Lord's will that we lead the military. Let the foreigners, let the radical Muslim jihadists protect us. Let the illegals that hate our guts, let them protect us. You know, let them radical homosexuals, those sodomites, let them protect us. And forget about all the man-on-man crimes in the military that are taking place today. Yeah, don't just go ahead and give yourself over to them, friends. Wow. We just recently watched Lone Survivor just this last week again. And it's absolutely interesting how those young people are just willing to go do the stuff. Because it required it to be done, and they were willing to put themselves in that position. Bradley, but they're all on constitutional wars. Yep, but who's letting them go? Who's allowing Congress to send your boys and your girls, America? Oh, the people. Yeah, there we have it. See, it's interesting that, when at the beginning of this country, if there was a war like the George Washington's of the day, they were the first ones to go. But now in America, you've allowed these politicians, these corrupt criminal politicians, to take your kids and send them off overseas to put themselves into dangerous way to fight their unconstitutional wars. Yep, there's the answer. It's not the answer most people wanted, but that's the answer. Because if we really take responsibility, we really might see the hand of God in our lives. Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar you will. And your enemy knows it. That's why he's attacking the Christian faith at every turn in your Constitution. You're a blood-bought people, America. What are you doing? How are you saying thank you for the sacrifice, both in the natural and the spiritual? What, we want to sit there and put these men up of World War II, of the greatest generation? How about we make it the greatest generation? We have the opportunity, America, as Thomas Paine rightly said, to make the world anew. We have opportunity in front of us. Yes, it's dangerous. But we have an opportunity right now. And when we talk about Christians leaving the military, or they're discouraged from joining in the first place because of a hostile work environment, oh, far be it from you, Christians. Far be it from you to bear the cross. Let someone else do the fighting. That's not my business. Oh, the Lord's hiding me. Pathetic. Pathetic. This is all a sign of judgment, America. I want to remind people of those that are standing up in the military. I want to remind people of those chaplains that are not bowing. You know, of course, because we're talking about the squeaky wheel here, and the state-run narrative is just that. They love to talk about the little leaving in the lump because they want to scare everybody off. And yet again, under judgment, the Bible tells us that you'll flee when none pursueth. My Bible tells me that the righteous are made bold as lions. Strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord, not fear the enemy or fear the hostile work environment. I thought this was the home of the brave. It is. It is. Because if it wasn't for the brave, we wouldn't have what we have today. So highlighting, friends, what's going on in your country, I just wanted to let you know that the radical homosexuals, the sodomites, the lesbians, the transgender, and again, here we go again, they're always together. These two are always lumped in the same lot. And the radical jihads, and interestingly enough, now the illegals coming over to America, saith the criminal in the White House, say it's a criminal population by allowing him to do it, are saying, you know what? Just come on over. Man, we'll take care of you. There's the green light. Do you see it? Serve in our military. And sooner or later, the American people are just too naive to see it. But down the road, we'll end up using you against them. Yeah, we should see the list of those that this criminal administration has gotten rid of. Or let's go overseas. How many of these generals, friends, these higher-ups in the military, have been killed off because they wouldn't bow the knee? Let's talk about this, namely those that don't bow the knee. We always love to highlight what Barack does, but what about those that don't tolerate the Baracks? Huh? This mindset, this narrative. And keep in mind, this is just a face. He's just a little minion. He's just a narcissist like none other. And by the way, every narcissist that you see through dictatorships, it's always there. The same characteristics. Pride. They think they're above the people. And they are, as long as they can keep the populace ignorant. We always see the same characteristic. Narcissism. And again, friends, I want to remind you before I end this show that Christians are systematically being purged from the United States. Christians, get into your military. Get into your military and right the wrongs. Christians, stand up. Christians, don't bow the knee. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You rest assured he will not be ashamed of you. He will show himself strong on your behalf. Stay the course, America. Stay the course, Christians. It's time, Christians, you stand up and you prove your God. That's what time it is. It's not he's going to rapture us now. No, now it's time to be proven, Christians. Let's stand up. Let's do this. Let's come together. God does not need a majority to prevail. And by the way, your enemy knows it. So let's remind him who our daddy is in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. But because I'm not, I'm going to say, bring it down, Holy Ghost. Bring it down in Jesus' name.
And we are never promised an easy road as Christians, but the Lord did promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. In fact, once people think, you know, once I become saved, then it's all over with, then it gets easy. No, when you truly repent before God and you have salvation go through your heart and your mind and your soul, that's when the battle really begins. And we are fighting a battle. We're fighting a battle for the souls of men. We're also fighting a battle for the soul of this nation. And we need to look and say, we have a job to do. There is no excuse that you can give in the world that will be okay with God on Judgment Day when you stand before him for why you stood back and did nothing and why you sinned through your silence. So let's speak out. Let's put our faith to action, feet to our words. Let's, as we always say here, turn talk radio into do radio and be doers of the word and not hearers only. And one way that you can help be a doer of the word is by supporting this ministry. If you think, wow, Bradley's really bold. Gosh, well, I'd like lots of people to hear this message. Well, one way that we can stay out there is by you supporting who it is that we are and what it is that we do. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and faithfully support the ministry what you can on a monthly basis. And that consistently helps us because we're traveling so much, going out literally to the, you know, four corners of the United States of America. We are literally going out to the highways and hedges, so that helps us know what we have to deal with at home so we can get out there to the people, which is where our heart is at. Another great way to support is get these products in your hands. Go to our store. We've got plenty of t-shirts, DVDs, CDs, books. We know with everything going on in Planned Parenthood right now, we've got a great book exposing the evils of abortion called For the Children. If you're saying, gosh, I've always wanted to talk to my coworker, my, you know, this, that, or the other, my, you know, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, get this book in their hands. Say, I'd value your opinion. We've got tons of t-shirts. Be a walking billboard for Christ wherever you go. People are standing in line at the grocery store, the gas station. What are they doing? They're staring at the back of your shirt. Why not have a message about Christ, Christ on the cross, our veterans, our freedom? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father.
It reminds them to take a stand just the way that you are. And I also want people to understand that the Bible tells us again in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold in lines. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. That is not the arm of the flesh whatsoever, friends. But when you know that the Christ, when you follow the Christ, that you'll find that he spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the religious heretics, the religious dead in their sin hypocrites. And boldness, by the way, defined in Webster's 1828, is forward to danger.
That's right.
Forward to danger, not the other way around.
That's right. And I also want to say, too, for those of you who can't support probably or perhaps on a monthly basis, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter Liberty or donations gratefully received to make a one-time donation.
Well, folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. You got Bradley and Stephanie. We will talk to you in 23. Talk to you in 23. See ya. See ya. See ya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.